across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Stand Up To Cancer is a national fundraising campaign from Cancer Research UK and Channel 4. Now, launched in the UK in 2012, the campaign has raised more than £38 million for groundbreaking cancer research. Now, each year, the nation's best loved celebrities come together to support, and this year is no different, as all over the newspapers today, I have seen the most amazing pictures of Scarlett Moffat, Davina McCall and Alan Carr all teaming up for Stand Up To Cancer. Now, to tell me more about this campaign, I'm delighted to welcome to Talk Radio my favourite Chelsea resident, Jamie Lang.
The whole idea around the campaign for Stand Up To Cancer was it's about rebelling against cancer. So we all dressed up as different rebels, and I decided to dress up as Billy Idol.
Why Billy Idol?
You know, when you think of me, people go, you're like Billy Idol, you're that cool. So that's why I thought I was as cool as Billy
Idol. People say you're that cool.
People actually say I'm cooler than Billy Idol occasionally. But secondly, because he's a rebel, he's cool, he's got great hair, he wears leather. Any excuse to wear leather, I jump at it. Do you know what's so amazing about Stand Up To Cancer is that they've raised 38 million since 2012, which is incredible, firstly. Secondly, one in two of us are now diagnosed with cancer. So to rebel against this horrible disease and things like that, it's such a great thing to be a part of. And if we can get everyone in the country rebelling also against it, that's pretty awesome. Well, from my side, I think we all kind of know someone who's been diagnosed with it, or know a friend or someone like that. And it is one in two of us are now diagnosed. It's such a big thing. And yeah, and I completely agree with you. You know, unfortunately, we live in this terrible existence where some young kids are diagnosed with cancer, and it's completely awful. And it doesn't matter if you're young or old or middle-aged or whatever it is, people are affected by it. So if I can get people who, I suppose, follow me or watch me or whatever it is, stand up and rebel against cancer, then we've actually done what we came out to do. So hopefully we're going to achieve that.
And you are getting involved because you've got your own little show coming out. Now, my friend worked on this show, and it's called Hunted. I met him for some sushi, and he said to me, I'm working on this show, John. I said, okay, what's that about? He goes, we're going around the UK finding celebrities who have gone in hiding. I said, okay. And it's like, yeah, I've just got back from Scotland because someone told me that Jamie was spotted in Scotland. I was like, what? Yeah. Jamie Lang is in Scotland, and you've gone all the way to Scotland to find him.
Do you know what? It's basically like a giant Easter egg hunt, and we're the eggs. So it's insane. It's called Hunted. It's a Channel 4 program. Now, basically, people disappear from MI5, from SAS, from ex-policemen. You have to disappear into the UK with a cameraman, which is with you 24/7, and you cannot be found. So imagine a massive game of hide and seek. That's what it is. You can't have any phones, any money, nothing like that, and you have to survive for 28 days without being caught. We did the celebrity version, so I did it with my buddy Spencer Matthews. You may have heard of him.
Be going back into Pharma 7 to get me out of the jungle.
Rumours have it, yeah. So we basically did it together, and we did it for Stand Up To Cancer. We were asked to do it. We thought, what a cool idea to hang out with one of your best mates and go on the run together, and especially for a great cause. It was the most incredible experience I've ever done. And do you know what was so humbling? I've said this before, but what was so humbling about it is that the amount of people that wanted to help. We live in this world and we look in the news and everything is kind of pessimistic and dark, and it doesn't seem like people want to help each other. Every single person we came across was willing to help us. And not because we were Spencer or Jamie from Main Chelsea or anything like that, just because they just wanted to help. So they gave us food, they gave us shelter, they gave us all these kind of things, and it was an awesome experience. It comes out in October, so hopefully everyone watches it.
Well, let's talk about your time in Made in Chelsea, because we saw in the teaser last week for tonight's Made in Chelsea, Frankie, your on-off girlfriend, saying that she was going to leave Ibiza and go back to London. And you were a bit hesitant about whether you were going to go or not.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty on and off. Relationships are hard. Maybe I should do things with storyline, and I would probably end up... I think with other reality shows, it's quite competitive. Made in Chelsea isn't competitive. We don't really do things for storyline. So I can only believe from my own experience that this is actually happening. But Frankie, she left and went home from Ibiza, and you're going to watch tonight, but I'll give you, I decided to stay. So we break up.
Oh.
I know. Dramatic. Dun, dun, dun.
So then what's going to happen?
We stay broken up. I mean, Frankie and I have been a very, like, it's been a pretty hectic year and a half, 2 years. And it just hasn't been right, I don't think. So we're going to sort of stay broken up and see if that works or not. Apart from she just bought a puppy, and it's the cutest puppy I've ever seen in the entire world.
It's all over her Instagram at
the moment. Oh, my Lord, it's so cute. It's called Rocker, and I almost want to get back with her just because I want to hang out with the puppy. It's amazing.
Now, you joined the series too, which is so hard to believe because we always think that you were there right from the beginning, but we saw you, I think it was at the airport in right at the beginning.
Exactly.
6 years ago.
Yeah, baby. I know. It was. Do you know what the thing about me and Chelsea is that, do you know what? It's given me this platform to do amazing things like do things for Stand Up To Cancer and do the hunt and go on the run and all
and
these.
Come to Talk Radio.
And come to Talk Radio and do these incredible things. And, you know, back in the day, they basically said to us, hey, we want to follow you. You're posh. We want to follow you with a camera. And I thought, that is the worst idea I've ever heard. So I didn't do the first series because I thought it would be a bad idea. But then obviously it became a huge hit and it was a big risk. But people seem to love it. And it's six series in and we're having a blast and you get to hang out with your buddies all day. And it's a pretty cool thing. And the only way I can say it is it just gets you to do these amazing things. And we have this following and you get to do things philanthropic and you get to do things which actually are for good and help people. And more people should be doing that. That's why we're doing this whole Stand Up To Cancer cause, because we have this following and because people engage with us on Instagram and Twitter and things like that every single day, you know, we get to promote things which need to be promoted, need to be spoken about. And that's why doing this whole cause for Stand Up To Cancer is a great thing. So I have to say thank you to Maiden Chelsea and all those kind of things for giving me this platform to do it.
Great, Jamie, great. Well, I've got a couple of quick questions.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Thompson, your mate Sammy T, how is he and Amelia doing right now as we speak?
You know what? I think they went on a couple of dates.
Yes. Have you heard anything more?
I don't know if they've kissed yet. I think, did they share a kiss? Maybe they did share a kiss. I think, do you know what?
Do you talk to him on a regular basis?
I talk to him every single day. We're kind of like brothers. I'm interested to see if it works out.
Do you think it's going to work? How long would you give them?
I don't know. I think they live different parts of the country, so that's probably pretty tricky. Hey, if it works out and Sammy's happy, that's all I want. So,
how many packets of candy kiss and watermelons would you put on them staying more than 6 months together?
3 packets.
Oh, can you see them lasting to the end of the month? We're beginning of September now. Could you see them lasting to October?
Do you know what? This is hibernation season coming up. It's where September hits and you just want to hibernate and you want someone to hibernate with you. So, hey, I could be completely wrong and they could last. They could last it. I don't know. And then, but the problem is that it comes around to sort of April, May time, and then that's when hunting season begins. The hibernation hunting season. So hibernation is kicking in right now. This is what everyone wants to do. So it's perfect that I've broken up with Frankie because I just have no one now.
If you could go with a reality star, another reality star, who would it be?
Do you know what? I would, because she's my buddy and I love her so much, it'd be Charlotte Crosby. I just love Charlotte. If Charlotte and I could hibernate together, I just love that. Just because she's awesome.
Well, you need to look after her because it's just been revealed that Gaz is going to be a dad, so she will need a shoulder.
I heard that, but I think she's with Ben. Isn't she with Stephen Bear?
They split up again. After a week, and then they split up, and then they got back together, and then they split up, and they got back together, and they split up.
It's like a yo-yo. How do you survive?
You live the life of the yo-yo, mate. You should know.
I know.
Final question. Now, there are lots of babies being born in the reality TV world at the moment. So, we've got Binky and JP, who obviously became parents recently in Chelsea. Tari's Fair McCann is due, and as we said, Gaz from Geordie Shore is due. Do you think there should be a new TV show with the reality stars and their kids? Because Sam Fair's her own little one, but could you imagine a show on E4? Forget celebs go dating with all the reality stars, but have reality and their dads. Yeah.
Do you know what's so funny? It would be a pretty hectic. Spencer said to me, we were shooting some stuff the other day, and he said to me, you know what, I'm going to pitch a TV show. And I said, what is it? He said, I'm going to get a baby, and when I have my baby, I'm going to put it on camera from when it's born, so then it'll just grow up with cameras around it and it'll be like the Truman Show.
I was going to say the Truman Show.
That's the worst idea I've ever.
Are you joking? The Truman Show is one of the best films ever.
An amazing film, but not to give to your child. Do you know what? I'm one of those sticklers who kind of think if you have a baby, you kind of want to keep it away from that kind of sort of area until they're an age when they can make a decision for themselves, I think. That's how I look at it.
Brilliant. Well, for more information on Stand Up Cancer, head to standuptocancer.org.uk. You can see Jamie in Hunted on October, and Maiden Chelsea continues every Monday on E4 at 9 p.m.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.